Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. With sorrow we announce to the congregation that it hath pleased the Lord to take out of our midst by the hand of death Mr. Henrik van Harten in Bethesda on Thursday, January 13, at the age of 80 years. With that in mind, let us sing of Psalter 281, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Mindful of our human frailty, is the God in whom we trust, he whose years are everlasting, he remembers we are dust. And what follows, Psalter 281, the first three stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Matthew 2, the verses 11 through 23. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Matthew 2, beginning with the 11th verse. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream, that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth, and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coast thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, In Ramah was there a voice heard, a lamentation and weeping and great mourning, a Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they are not. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither, and notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, He shall be called a Nazarene. We hope to remember in prayer the Van Harten family, Mrs. Annie Dinsberga, and further family with the death of a sister-in-law, Mrs. Marie Dinsberga, in the Netherlands at the age of 89 years. And Mr. and Mrs. Jerry and Marissa Kluck, who were blessed with the birth of a baby girl. Jonathan Zoot, who was in the Lethbridge Hospital awaiting for knee surgery after a fall. Caleb, the infant son of George and Amanda Grisnick, who was admitted to the hospital with jaundice and perhaps may return home today. Martin Altshorn, who hopes to have foot surgery by renewal this week. And Deacon Peter Bell, who may commemorate 25 years as an office bearer on January 12th. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of all the earth, then thou was granted in this morning hour, on this beautiful winter day, and already the third Lord's Day of this newly begun year, that we may come up to thy house and place ourselves under thy word, an eternal testimony. Then also in the midst of the congregation, thou hast made a difference where there is no difference. And then we do well to ask ourselves, and who maketh thee to differ? That was thee, Lord. Thou wast sent the angel of death for the first time in this newly begun year in the midst of the congregation, and it has pleased thee to take out of the land of the living after a time of weakness, being in the hospital. Thou wast taken, a beloved husband, father, grandfather, and great-grandfather. Thou wast ushered a soul into eternity. Then we commend the mourning family unto thee, her. After so many years of being united in holy matrimony, where that bond has been broken, and where now she has become a widow, and that shall become reality more and more, Lord, may it please thee to place underneath her thy everlasting arms. Do remember, do comfort, and strengthen also for the days to come. Well, thou remember the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, those that may be present. Thou wast also granted traveling mercies in the past weeks, and for many, the greater part of the family, they shall not be present in the days to come, living upon the face of the earth, different parts. Wilt thou also remember them? Wilt thou remember the extended family circle? A widow has also received the tidings that a beloved sister-in-law at an old age has went away of all flesh. Wilt thou remember her, the family dwelling amongst us, and the family in the Netherlands, Lord? Do remember all the mourning ones amongst us. Wilt thou continue to uphold them, and that all the callings may be sanctified, cannot remain the same, either to be humbled under thy hand, or only to harden our heart. Lord, that how necessary for each and every one of us to pray with the man of God, Moses, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom, Lord. Work then lovingly and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit. Oh, in this newly begun year, and nearly a half of the first month has quickly run its race, tells us that we all fly away. And then there is that one thing needful, that by thy Spirit, by thy grace, that thou may become our King and be our Savior. to that end, we humbly ask thee in this morning hour for a rich blessing upon thy holy word, that it may be for the conversion of sinners, but also for thy people, a further instruction in the mysteries of salvation, so necessary that it is impressed upon all our hearts, that there is only one name under heaven, given among the children of men, whereby we must be saved. Oh, Lord, thou knowest, 'tis all thy work, and to that end wilt thou remember, and wilt thou be mindful of us and our dear children in these serious and solemn times where thy judgments are hovering so low over the earth. And, oh, Lord, who has hearts to perceive it, who taketh it to heart? And thou art still waiting to be gracious, that thy church may be given to repent and to fall at thy footstool as guilty sinners, and begging for thy favor and for thy mercy, O Lord. Remember then thy covenant, and thou shalt remember it. May that become manifest in a richer measure amongst us and our children. Lord, remember all the temporal needs. Then we remember a young man in the hospital, already waiting a few days to undergo surgery after a fall. Wilt thou remember and help the doctors? Wilt thou guide their hand? May it be blessed, our Lord, remember him with the afflictions in his life. May it come out of thy right hand. May it be used for a soul. Wilt thou remember his parents and the family circle? An infant child was taken to the hospital with concerns and hopeful that he may return home soon. Lord, wilt thou grant it unto the parents that for the second time that they may take their little child home? Wilt thou grant prayer? Remember the family circle. Wilt thou remember all under the physician's care, with all the cares and with all the fears? Remember those that cannot come up to thy house in this day because of illness. Wilt thou grant strengthening, and wilt thou grant restoration? Thou wast blessed the father and mother by renewal in their married life with the birth of a little one, a little daughter, a precious little gift from heaven. Oh, wilt thou grant a broken and a humble heart, that they may be given to sprinkle their little one with their tears? But, oh, Lord, a little one that had a beginning and that shall never cease to exist, that has begun its journey to a never-ending eternity, and to that end, may the prayers be multiplied, that it may be a little one for thy glory. Remember so them, strengthen the mother, remember the family circle, wilt, I remember the grandparents, their empty places amongst them. Wilt, I remember all the mothers with the unborn. Wilt, I graciously watch over them. And wilt, I remember all the barren ones amongst us. Lord, thou was given unto our brother deacon that in the past week that he and we with him may remember that he was given with thy help faithfully to serve in the midst of the church first in another congregation and in our congregation since its institution for 25 years. A grand heart to acknowledge thee. Thou was also upheld as dear wife all those years. And now we commend them unto thee. Thou knowest his difficulties with his back. Lord, wilt thou remember and wilt thou watch over him. Remember the whole consistory with their manifold labors and who is sufficient unto these things. Lord, we now humbly ask thee for thy gracious help. May it please thee to unfold thy precious testimony that as a scribe that new and old things may be brought forth. Wilt thou send help from the sanctuary, strengthen out of Zion. Wilt thou grant Aaron's and hers, and our Lord, may thy word go forth with power divine, not all to fall on the wayside and to be picked up by the birds and to bear no fruit, and not all to fall among the stony ground. Can grant encouragement, but our Lord, it is not a root, it is not the work of thy grace, and therefore only for a time, but also not to fall among the thistles, where it shall be choked by the cares, the riches, the pleasures of the earth, but our Lord, may it in this morning, may it fall on a well-prepared earth, hearts wrought upon by thy Holy Spirit, and first the root downward, and then there shall be first that little blade, but may it also be given to grow, and that the ear may develop, and that it may become the full ear. That shall all be to thy honor and to thy glory. Wilt thou so graciously take away everything that could be a hindrance, bind the devil. And Lord, we have so many things to ask of thee, but may it be on the forefront. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. But, O Lord, thou hast taught thy church to pray that thy kingdom may richly come, and then thy name shall surely be glorified. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 4, the stanzas 1 through 4. Oh, wherefore do the nations rage, and kings and rulers strive in vain against the Lord of earth and heaven, to overcome Messiah's reign and what follows Psalter 4, the first four stanzas. In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Matthew 2, the verses 19 through 23. But when Herod was dead, behold, An angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel. For they are dead, which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither, notwithstanding, being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. Our text words speak of, and he shall be called a Nazarene. Three thoughts. First, Jesus exiled from Nazareth. Secondly, Jesus returning to Nazareth. And thirdly, Jesus dwelling in Nazareth. And he shall be called a Nazarene. Jesus exiled from Nazareth. Jesus returning to Nazareth. And Jesus dwelling in Nazareth. Thus first, Jesus exiled from Nazareth. Beloved congregation, in our text words, then we find the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who has assumed our human nature, who was born in the stable in Bethlehem, laid in a manger, that he was exiled to Nazareth, to Egypt. A deep humiliation for the Lord Jesus Christ. And for the Lord Jesus Christ, when he has given himself in eternity, then he knew most perfectly what lay on that pathway. And then he was so willing to humble himself, that the children of Adam, a people among them, that have sinned everything away, that in due time, that they may be restored into that blessed communion and exalted. Then in this chapter, then we read 8 times of the young child and his mother. That is the focus also of our text words. And then the way that Joseph and Mary were called to go, that shall not be strange when the Lord works by his Spirit in our hearts. And then for Joseph and Mary, where they were called to go this mysterious and this difficult way, then the Lord has encouraged them in a special way. And that shall be oftentimes the experience of the true child of God, that they may receive strength for the way. Oh, for a Joseph and Mary, what a mysterious way, with what they have received of the Lord, that the Lord has spoken, that they would be the parents of the Messiah, that the Virgin Mary would bring forth the Son of God, and now to be born in that dark stable in seclusion, but what an encouragement that the parents have received. When we think of the encouragements of the shepherd, when we think when he was 40 days old, when they have brought him to the temple to present him before the Lord with their offerings and with their 5 shekels of money, then the testimony of a Simeon and of a Anna, what an encouragement it was. What an encouragement in this chapter. When they have returned to Bethlehem, the reason is not known. But when the wise men from the east have come with their threefold gift, where they have presented it to the young child, where they were given to worship, what an encouragement that was for Joseph and for Mary in this mysterious and this unfathomable way. And now for the true children of God, the ways can be deep and mysterious indeed. As John Bunyan not said, a Christian is seldom at ease. When one trouble doth him leave, another one doth him seize. And that would also be the experience of Joseph and Mary, but then the true people of God, then they cannot deny what the Lord has done, what the Lord has spoken, although in those mysterious ways it can be assaulted, it can be attacked, all upside down, that it becomes their question whether they are a true child of God. But then also in this chapter, then we have such clear evidences that the Lord shall never forsake his child, but that he shall uphold them, that he shall encourage them. Do we not read in Hebrews 13, verse 5, that he shall never forsake his child? And now for a Joseph and Mary, it was so hidden. Oh, it is true. A Simeon has spoken of that sword concerning the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. He would be for the fall and the rising of many in Israel. And nevertheless, for Joseph and Mary, much would lie in the future, would lie before him also, for in Egypt, that was hidden for them. And so it is also for us and our children when we have begun a new year, already the third Sabbath day at 12 o'clock at noon, half of this month, the first month of the year 2022, shall have run its course. And then what all lies before us, then there is much hidden, although when we read God's holy word and when we hear, when we read everything that is transpiring upon this world, that Satan has but a short time, then we may know that very dark times lie before us, and then how necessary that living God in the heavens, that he may be our God, that the King at the right hand of the Father, who has humbled himself so low in the state of his humiliation, that he may be our King and our Savior, because they read in Romans 8, verse 28, that all things shall work together for good to them that love God and that are called according to his purpose, and that are also the trials and the afflictions. And now concerning the Lord Jesus Christ in Egypt, because we read in our text that the angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. Then that way to Egypt, what a way of deep humiliation. The Creator of the heavens and of the earth, and then the Father has given him as a precious gift to the lost children of Adam. And then I read in John 1 verse 11, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Oh, there was no room for him in Bethlehem. And now King Herod, in a way of bitter enmity, oh, he was 70 years old. He was at the end of his life, but so concerned about his kingdom, he wanted to stay on his throne, and therefore he has put forth effort that the newborn king of the Jews, that he would be murdered. Oh, young and old, may we be given to examine ourselves. How do we now compare to Bethlehem? Oh, it is true. For Bethlehem, there was ignorance concerning the newborn child. But ignorance does not mean that there is no sin. How come we are so ignorant? It is because we have left the Lord in paradise. But more terrible to be as a Herod in bitter enmity against the Lord, against his word and against his law, that we want to remain on the throne, that we want to be kings, and that we want to remain kings. Oh, then what a solemn warning we have in our chapter and in our text words, that it shall not be well. Oh, on the third Lord's Day, then we do well to examine ourselves, how it is with our soul. Have we been dethroned? Have we been given to bow? Ah, the Lord has a people that know of those times that they are given to bow so deeply that they cannot bow low enough with a desire that they may serve and that they may honor him, and that they may follow him. Ah, to be given to us for the grace to follow him in sown and unsown ways. Oh, in our history, then we read what we read in Revelation 12 of a woman that was ready to be delivered and a dragon ready to devour the child. But then the Lord, oh, as the Father has taken care of his child Jesus and delivered him from the enemies, so the Father shall take care of his children in the way of his providence. He shall never forsake them, and he shall never forget them. It is true. It can go through such unfathomable ways. And now concerning, oh, Herod, planning to murder the children in Bethlehem. But, oh, the Lord, he knows all things from eternity. And so in this chapter, for a Joseph, we read in the first two chapters of Matthew that the Lord has appeared four times to a Joseph. The first time in Matthew 1, verse 20, oh, when everything went upside down for a Joseph, when he has heard that a Mary was expecting a child, he could not comprehend it. He could not take it over. But then the angel of the Lord has come to Joseph in a dream. And now in this chapter, then three more times, then the angel of the Lord has come to Joseph in a dream with that command, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Oh, what a deep way for the Son of God that he had to even flee out of the promised land, the people where the Lord has done so many wonders, and that is an infant child with his father and mother, that he had to go to Egypt, to a heathen country. But in our chapter, in our text, then we see the love and the willingness of the Lord Jesus Christ as the servant of the Father, that he was willing to go to that house of bondage. Do we not read in Hebrews 4, the verses 15 and 16, for we have not an high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all things tempted as we are, except without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace for mercy, that we may obtain help in the time of need. Oh, then the Lord Jesus Christ, then he was persecuted, and he has told his disciples at the end of his life, John 15, verse 20, they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. But in chapter 16, verse 33, ah, many tribulations, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. And now for a Joseph and Mary, then we do not read, and no objections, but they have willingly take their infant child. Oh, what a mysterious way, because he was the King of the Jews. He was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And now to be commanded to flee to the south, 250 miles, to go to the land of Egypt, to escape the tyranny of Herod. But they were a willing people in the day of the Lord's power. Ah, then the Lord has watched, the Father has watched over a son, and they have went to Egypt. Then he was willing to humble himself so low. Then the Son of God, he was willing to be an exile upon this world, that in that way, that he may merit for a people that have exiled themselves in paradise and continue to do by their actual sins. Oh, that each time by renewal ruin everything. Are there a few souls that in this week that had to tell the Lord, Lord, by renewal I have ruined everything. I am worthy to be in exile and at the end be cast into hell. But oh, in our chapter, then we see that beloved Savior, that he was so willing as a little child, being willing to be exiled into a far country, that in that way, that he may merit those mansions for his people. Ah, then also in our history, then we read much encouragement for the true children of God, even when they are exiled, when they are persecuted, when they are brought in a very low place. Ah, then the Lord granteth encouragement, because in that command, then the Lord has given special instruction. And then it is so necessary for the church, for the child to pay close attention to every word that the Lord speaks. Ah, sometime a child of God can be, because of understanding, more light upon one portion, and sometime they have a desire to dwell more on the pleasant portions. But for the true people of God, they receive messages of both kinds, of judgment, but also of encouragement and comfort. And now the Lord has said unto a Joseph, and be thou there until I bring thee word. Thus all for the church of God, the trial shall not be forever. Ah, the Lord knoweth of their trials. Do we not read in Exodus 3 verse 7 that the Lord has said to Moses that I know of their sorrows. Oh, it is true in an exiled country. And then there can be times that Zion complains with Isaiah 49, the verses 14, the Lord has forsaken and the Lord has forgotten me. But oh, it can never be, because in verse 16, I have engraven thee upon the palms of my hand, and thy walls are continually before me. Thus, Church of God, even when on account of persecution, and when the Lord works, then there shall be persecution. All we read of the young child, that he had to flee to Egypt, and now when the Lord converts, then Herod as a type of the devil, then he shall try to destroy that work. Then there shall be persecution. Oh, not only out of the world, but alas, we live in a time, even in the midst of the church, because then there are many that we think we become too strict. But now, the Lord has watched over his child, Jesus. Congregation, boys and girls, we know what has happened. Herod, because he wanted to stay king, then he has given commandment that all the children in Bethlehem and the surrounding area under 2 years would be murdered, and that has taken place. To put it in the context, in the congregation, if this past week, if all our children under 2 years had been murdered, then what a weeping and what a lamentation. That lamentation has been prophesied already in Jeremiah 31, the verses 15 through 17, that there would be weeping as it is recited in this chapter. In Ramah, was there a voice heard? Lamentation and weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they are not. Our second thought, Jesus returning to Nazareth. And then we read, but when Herod was dead, a few words, but what profound words. Herod became about 70 years. He was a very wicked king, eager for honor and for power. Josephus in his book tells us that he has married two of his sons. He has murdered two of his sons. He has murdered his wife, his father-in-law, a brother-in-law, sometime in subtle ways. Augustus has even stated that he would rather be Herod's pig than a son. He has given orders. He has also done good. They tell us that in the year 23-24, before the birth of Christ, there has come a great famine over the land of Israel, the greatest since the days of Ahab. And the treasury was empty. He has taken the gold and the silver of his palace that he may purchase food for the inhabitants of Israel. But the good does not cover up the evil. That is also for us. I hope we do not think, congregation, that during the week we can do wicked and worldly things and sort of make up for it too faithfully. Must do that. That is our calling. But in a certain sense, to make up for it, to come faithfully up to God's house on the Lord's Day. It is all recorded in God's book. But when Herod was dead, he had an impression that in the land of Canaan, he was not loved, and he received a terrible deathbed. Josephus tells us of it. Things, cancer of the intestines, terrible pain. And Josephus tells us that when he realized that his end was coming, that he is ordered, that many principal Jews, important Jews, must meet together in his palace, and then he has put them in prison, and he is ordered that at his death, that they all must be put to death, then at least in the land of Israel, there would be mourning at his death. His son, Archelaus, has given him a gorgeous funeral, Josephus tells us. A coffin of gold, a crown of gold, arrayed in purple, a scepter in his hand. But when Herod was dead, his soul burning in hell, forever and forever lost. And it all came back, all his murders, also the blood of those little children that shall burn upon the soul the great day of judgment, body and soul. But when Herod was dead, where are we traveling to, congregation? Do you think often of it? We have no continuing city. Or do we indeed think much of it on Old Year's Eve, the last days of the year? Troubled in oppression, and maybe the first few days of the year, but then we start living a little easier. But in our text words, but when Herod was dead. Hebrews 9 verse 27. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. May I ask you, boys and girls, young people, middle-aged and older ones, where are you traveling to? It needs an answer. Lord has sent the angel of death the first time in this newly begun year. And the Lord has taken a father who was reached according to Psalm 90 verse 10, the age of the strong. But we know it. It is declared in God's word. We have experienced it, that we do not all become old. And should it then not be our main concern, may I ask you, do we still resemble a herd? Oh, a blessing for the Lord's restraining grace, that we are kept from much sin. But are we still so busy? And we have a calling, we have a duty. The Lord has given a place upon the earth. May the Lord help, strengthen, grant courage. But are we still only busy concerning our own kingdom and our own honor, or have we now become a poor sinner, begging of the Lord to be his, to casting the crown at his feet and asking for his grace? And now with our text words, then we see the faithfulness of the Lord, that what he has promised for a Joseph and a Mary. That's also a thought. For a Joseph and a Mary with a Christ child in Egypt. For the church of God that has received the saving knowledge of the Son of God. And then to come in affliction, to come in Egypt, to come in the house of bondage, and to wait upon the Lord. Then I hear a soul say, in Egypt. But that is now the point. Oh, let me ask you, then how deep and how unfathomable the way may be, can you deny that the Lord is never encouraged? But then you shall say, oh, now with the Joseph and Mary, if I could only hold the Christ child as that Savior. Oh, that is correct. May there not be rest without a saving knowledge of that only name. And for a people in Egypt that experienced that distance, that breach, because of their sins. Then we have a precious text in Isaiah 45, verse 22. Look unto me, all the ends of the earth, and be ye saved, for I am God and none else. And now Joseph and Mary, they did not have to wait forever. The Lord's time. Oh, how they must have looked forward. It was also a deep way for Joseph and Mary to be separated. Oh, we could mention many things. What that was now for that advent church in the land of Israel. Precious things spoken in the hill country of Judea, as I read in Luke 1, verse 65. What precious things have been spoken of in Jerusalem. Oh, think of that Anna that has went around and spoken to them that awaited for redemption in Israel. What a looking forward. And now suddenly, no, Jesus has become so silent. Maybe souls that say in this morning, that is now my condition, may then ask you, how do you live under it? And everything is not written, of course. When Joseph and Mary were commanded to flee to the south in the night, 20 miles south of Jerusalem, there lie the city of Hebron, it is not written. But we would think that on their flight, that they perhaps, because they were people like you and me, and a desire to unburden their heart, thus it is very well possible that they have stopped, because we read in Luke 1, that close bond between Elizabeth and Mary, spiritual bonds. 3 months they have spent in that communion with Christ and with each other. And then when we have special friends, then we have a desire to unburden ourselves. We shall leave it lie. And nevertheless, what that was for Joseph and Mary, to leave family, leave friends, leave their country, and leave the institutions of the Lord. What a deep way that was for those parents. How long they have been in Egypt is not known, but history tells us that not so long after that Herod has murdered all those children, and that he has soon died and was called upon to appear before his Maker. And then the command, arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead, which sought the young child's life. And he arose and came into the land of Israel. Then it was fulfilled what we read in Hosea 11, verse 1. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. That had been fulfilled with the exodus of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But it was also a prophecy, as we read in the Word of God, also fulfilled in the life of Christ, that he would dwell in Egypt for a certain time, and that he would return to the promised land. Let us first sing of Psalter 80. Let us only sing 7, 8, and 9. Show mercy, Lord, to me distressed, and send my soul relief. My life is spent with bitterness, my strength consumed with grief. And what follows, Psalter 80, only 7, 8, and 9. And he shall be called a Nazarene. Jesus exiled from Nazareth. Jesus returning to Nazareth. And now thirdly, Jesus dwelling in Nazareth. Then we read in verse 21, and came into the land of Israel. That was the fulfillment of what the Lord has spoken to Joseph and Mary with that order, with that command to go down into Egypt. Because we read, until I bring thee word. Then it was the desire and the thought of Joseph and Mary concerning the Christ child when they returned to the promised land, that they would dwell in the capital, in the city of Jerusalem. Because had it not been foretold that their child, the Son of God, that he was a king, and should the king not dwell in Jerusalem, but the Lord's ways are different than our ways, higher than our thoughts, as I read in Isaiah 55, the verses 8 and 9. And then there were special circumstances that he came to the land of Israel, and that he heard that the son of Herod, Archelaus, that he dwelt in Judea, and the son of the king, he resembled his father in many ways, and that Joseph and Mary were filled with many fears concerning the welfare of their child Jesus. So it can also be when we have begun another year, that there are many fears and many concerns, and rightly so, because if we are not blind, then we are given to see that the judgments of the Lord, that they are hovering so close, so low, over this earth and over the church, a church when they do not repent. And now what a privilege and what a blessing when in the midst of our fears that we may receive instruction from the Lord through his holy word. And that has now taken place in the life of Joseph and Mary, because they read in Psalm 25, verse 14, that the secret of the Lord is to them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. And now concerning the fears of Joseph and Mary, then we read of a notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream. That was the fourth time that we read in the first chapters of Matthew that the Lord has spoken and appeared to Joseph in a dream. In the fourth time, we do not read of the angel of the Lord. What a privilege and what a blessing. With all our fears, with all our questions, that we may receive instruction from the Lord. What a blessing it was for a Joseph and a Mary, that Joseph, as head of the household, must not misunderstand it, that it cannot be the other way around, that a dear wife may be given to speak to her husband and say, and now the Lord has spoken, The Lord has given direction in the midst of all of our fears. And now what we know, what we must do, what it must have been by renewal when Joseph could say, Mary, oh my dear Mary, the Lord has spoken again. We have clear direction, no doubt. It is contrary to our thoughts. We thought we must dwell with our child in Jerusalem, but no. The Lord has given clear command and clear direction that we must go northward and dwell in Nazareth. That is where they have come from. Then also in our chapter, then we may see the way that the Lord holds with his people, with his child. When the Lord converts us persecuted to come in Egypt, we could speak of the house of bondage of making those bricks. And then we have a desire that we may immediately go to Jerusalem, but now to be first brought to Nazareth, where we come from, our origin in paradise. And then there would come a time also for Jesus and for Mary that they would be brought to the city of Jerusalem, but brought outside of the gates and there be crucified to cry out, it is finished. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth. Ah, that was a despised place. Already concerning Galilee, then I read in John 7, verse 42, that there was spoken in a very low way of Galilee that no prophet shall come out of Galilee. That was the tribe of Zebulun and Naphtali, as I read in Isaiah 9, the verses 1 and 2, and quoted, repeated in Matthew 4, the verses 15 and 16, also together with the tribes of Asher and Issachar. They dwelt far to the north, far from Jerusalem, for many years belonged to the 10 tribes, and also in the days of Jesus, then they were looked upon as an ignorant people. Their worship was perhaps not as pure as it ought to be because of the contact with the northern heathen nations. But now not only to dwell in Galilee, but now to dwell in Nazareth, because do we not read in John 1 verse 46, when Philip has found Nathanael under the fig tree and spoken that he has found the Messiah, then Nathanael has said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Thus in Nazareth, in that land of Galilee, declared in the Bible of people that dwelt in darkness, that is now the place. That is Jesus as the willing servant of the Father, that he was willing to dwell and to spend his childhood. Then we read in this chapter the willingness of the servant of the Father, because in eternity when he has given himself, then it was perfectly known unto him what was required to do the work of a servant, to glorify his Father and to save his church. What it must have been for the young Jesus to dwell in that despised Nazareth, to see that his Father's day was not kept perfectly. Father's name perhaps used lightly, not in a reverent way. Oh, for a Jesus to dwell in the midst of Nazareth when there were none that understood him, because he is one such a singular way. Thus then we see in our text words the love and the willingness of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was willing to tabernacle in that despised Nazareth, that he was willing to dwell in such a humble place. And in the years of his childhood, then it was also fulfilled what I read in Luke 2, verse 49. Wished ye not that I must be in my Father's business? And now when we read, and he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. And then if there are those that are wondering where that text is found, then we do not find literally those words in any of the prophets. But it is surely implied, because it does not say prophet, but it says prophets. Thus it is implied in the Old Testament that he would dwell in a lowly station, because we read in Psalm 22, verse 6, a reproach of man despised by the people. And in Isaiah 53, no form nor comeliness. And then we read in the third verse, despised and rejected of men. Then in our text congregation, then we see the willingness and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was willing to come upon this cursed earth, that he was willing to be exiled to that house of bondage, that he was willing to dwell in that despised Nazareth among the children of men, that as the servant of the Father, that he may fulfill his will and his purpose, that he may be glorified, and that his church may be saved. Oh, it is true. In Nazareth, they appreciated not that Jesus was dwelling amongst them. Congregation, we must close. And now concerning Nazareth, we dwell also in an evil world, where the church is despised, where the persecution, great persecution, hangs above us. Do we appreciate still the many blessings that the Lord gives unto us and our children? But more important, has the child, the young Jesus, has he become necessary in our life? Have we been wrought upon by the Holy Spirit? Have we become a poor sinner? The leadings of a Joseph and Mary with the child, are they all strange to us? A persecution to come into Egypt, a land of bondage, but with an encouragement, a promise of the Lord, oh, to be waiting in Egypt with the revealed Savior, but to need those further leadings, to be led to Nazareth, but also to come at the foot of the cross, to receive the pardoning of sins. Oh, in our text words, it is declared what I read in 1 Corinthians 8, verse 9. But ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, has that become true in our life? With less we cannot do, but ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, he became poor, that through his poverty ye might be rich. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, then we have heard a little of the way of thy dear Son, of that precious Savior, that he was willing to be humbled so low, that a people that have sinned everything away, ruined everything, that they may be led, that they may be saved, that they may be exalted, that at the end they may receive a heavenly mansion where they may praise thee forever and ever. O Lord, work then lovingly and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit. It is a great blessing when thou grantest thy restraining grace, a tender conscience, that we are kept to go as far as a Herod. But, O Lord, the natural heart that is enmity against God, and if we are not converted, then we shall spend eternity with the Herod. And to that end, O Lord, thou wast promised to bless thy word. Wonder-doing God, wilt thou perform those wonders, but also for thy children. Then we have heard of a Joseph and Mary, of that close, of that dependent, of that tender, and of that obedient life, that they were given to follow thee in sown and unsown ways, and that each step of the way that thou wast spoken, may we be found more beggars at thy throne of grace. Lord, watch over us this day. Remember the mourning family. Bring us together in this evening hour. May we be given to keep the Sabbath day holy. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 188, the first three stanzas. Make haste, O my God, to deliver, I pray. O Lord, to my rescue make haste. Let those who would harm me be filled with dismay and in their own folly disgraced. The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The funeral arrangements for Mr. Van Harten on Monday evening from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Opportunity for condolences. The funeral service is scheduled for Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock in the church, both here in Pitcher Butte. And because of this, the Catechism and Confession of Faith classes are canceled for tomorrow evening. There will be a midweek service this coming Thursday evening, January 20, at 7:30. There will be a combined youth group meeting this coming Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. in Lethbridge, and the insight into are at the exit. Psalter 188, the first three stanzas. I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.